Us to the book of 2 Corinthians. And we want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. All right. And we want to begin reading around verse 8. When you found it, just please say amen. Amen. And the word of God reads on this order. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And this morning I just want to use for a subject, God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. When we look at the word grace, grace is nothing more than God's unmerited favor. All right. In other words, grace is what God gives to us that we really don't deserve. But this morning, as I look at my life, I don't know about you, I begin to thank God for his grace. Because here the writer said that God's grace is sufficient. In other words, what he's saying is God's grace is enough. All right. Life can place us in some perplexing situations, and sometimes we begin to wonder, Lord, will I make it? And sometimes we seem to even believe that God has left us, but the word of God says he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I realize sometimes over in the midnight hour, when it seems like you can't get any sleep and you believe that God has gone to sleep on you, the word says he neither slumbers nor sleep. And I'm thankful that his grace is sufficient. Someone here is saying, sufficient for what? Sufficient means enough. Have you ever been sick? And the doctor gives you a bad report and he tells you that your condition is terminal. But I can recall in God's word him saying that with God, all things are possible. Because see, God is the one that made us and he knows all about us. And even when the doctor has walked away from your bed, you can call on a higher authority. Someone said he's the great physician. And see, God is experienced in turning your mess into a miracle. See, somebody has gone to the doctor and the doctor says, I can't do anything else for you. And then when you go back to the doctor the next time, the thing that seemed to have been bothering you before has dissipated. It's gone and they can't find that spot they thought they saw. Or they don't see that lump that was there on last week. Somebody here can shout that God's grace sufficient. When your blood pressure is about to go out the top of your head and it seems like you should have had a stroke and died a long time ago, and the medicine seemed to not be working, but you're still able to operate and function, and God keeps you, you can just say God's grace is sufficient. Life can put you in some situations where you're about to lose your mind. But see, I recall it, he said that he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. In other words, you're about to lose your mind, but God's grace will keep you with a little bit of sanity, that you've still got enough sense to say, Lord, I thank you for all the things that you've done. And I didn't say that everything in life is good, but I've learned that all things work together for my good. And see, I've often have to go through in order to get to what God really has in store for me. And this morning, I just came to tell you that God's grace sufficient. See, your mind can become so perplexed that you're about to drive yourself crazy. But see, let me give you a mind transplant this morning. When I look in Romans chapter 12, it says that be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind are you talking about, Pastor? I'm too blessed to be stressed. Hallelujah. Because God's grace is sufficient. When you look at your financial condition, the world says that we're in an economic downturn. But see, I've looked in the Word of God and I discovered that there's no recession when you're dealing with Christ. You see, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness. Tell somebody fullness. In other words, the bank belongs to God. The Bible says that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. All the silver and the gold belong to him. Now, I don't have a whole lot in my bank account this morning, but if I just lived off my daddy's interest, his grace is sufficient for me. In other words, it's enough for me. And when I look here in this scripture here, Paul, I don't know what he was wrestling with, but if somebody said, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And see, one time it's bad to catch hell. Two times it's super bad to catch hell. But see, here Paul said, this thing has come to me three times. I don't know if he went bankrupt three times. I don't know if he was sick three times. I don't know if he lost his mind three times. But all I do know that God said, my grace. Tell somebody, his grace is sufficient for me. Anybody here ever been in a situation where you thought you wasn't going to make it, and somebody told you that it was all over? But I come to tell you, it ain't over. To God says it's over. I know that you're behind on that house payment, but baby, just stay there anyway, because in a little while your ship gonna come sailing in and you're gonna catch up on that mortgage, because God's grace is sufficient for you. Maybe they picked up that old hoopty you've been driving and it's in the repo lane now. Don't worry about the hoopty, because God's getting ready to take you to bigger and better things. That old hoopty was just a way of letting you realize what it's like to ride. But see, you're getting ready to ride in style. Tell somebody, his grace. His grace. His grace is sufficient for you. I know you're upset, tired of living in that old shack. But see, that shack is just preparing you to appreciate the better house that God's getting ready to give you. Tell somebody, his grace is sufficient for me. See, I can call about 5,000 folk that will tell you that his grace is more than enough. Can I call me some witnesses right now? They tell me that they had been out on the Christian journey and they had been witnessing and telling and spreading the word of God. And after they got through spreading the word of God, the human side showed up. There was some hunger down in the belly. Now here Jesus, his homeboy, that's supposed to be real believer. What kind of believer are you? Are you a real believer? Are you a play believer? But anyway, they say, Jesus, what are we going to do? Everybody here is hungry. And they don't have any food to eat. Jesus said, tell me what you got. And right now, he's asking you to tell me what you got. Because what you got is more than enough. Because his grace is sufficient for you. What are you talking about, Pastor? I see two fish, five barley loaves. And I can hear somebody that was a math teacher say, that ain't enough. But see, God don't count like you count. God multiplied. God divided faster than you can even think about it. And see, I can hear them sitting down. They sit them down and give me the food. And when they said, what's he going to do with these two fish and five barley loaves of bread? Can I use my imagination now? I can hear Jesus saying, Father, I thank you for the food that we're about to receive, for the nourishment of our bodies. And after he said the blessing, he said, now pass out the food. Somebody here said, it ain't enough. Just shut up and pass out the food. And then he began to pass out the basket. They tell me that all the men and women ate. That was about 5,000 men. And then I don't know how many it was, but the Bible says that it did not include the women and the children. See, two fish and five barley loaves was really too much. Because when they got through eating, they tell me that they had some leftover. Tell God I'm thankful for the leftover in my life, because his grace is sufficient. It's more than enough for me. What are you talking about, Pastor? My check was short last week. They say I didn't have but 3 days on my check. But some kind of way you ate better this week than you ate last week. It's because his grace is sufficient for you. Somebody got upset. Can I get a witness? They say I got laid off from my job. And I began to question God what I'm going to do. But then the telephone rang. You picked up your cell phone and somebody said, I got another job for you. And it pays you such and such an hour. See, that was more than that old meanly job that you had from the get-go. God's grace is sufficient for you. Anybody here know that he's more than enough? Somebody said, he's food on my table. He's clothes on my back. See, anybody here ever been down to your last dime? But see, God will step in right on time. Somebody said, how I'm going to make it? I don't know how I'm going to make it. Maybe the Lord will make a way. No, no, baby. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And see, I'm going to take everything and get it out of my hand. And I'm finna put it in God's hand. Because, see, once it gets in God's hand, God begins to matriculate. He begins to multiply. And see, little becomes much when you place it in that man's hand. Right now, some of your lives are dead, stone cold dead. But I can call a widow of Nain, and she will tell you that my son had died. But Jesus came by, stopped the funeral procession, and told my son to get up. And right now, God is telling some dead situations in your life to get up. There's life. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Anybody here know that God's grace is more than enough? See, when I get to counting my paycheck, bills outweigh my income, but some kind of way, after every week, after every month, I can recall what David said. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anointed my head with oil. Anybody here wants the anointing? Anybody here needs the anointing? God will give you the anointing. And guess what happens when you get anointed? Somebody better ask God for the anointing. He said, my cup runs over. I'm living. more than enough food, more than enough clothes, more than enough joy, more than enough peace. I'm so glad that God's grace is sufficient. I know I'm going through right now. I might be suffering right now, but Paul said that in my weakness, I become strong. My situation ain't nothing but some weights to give me some exercise. I'm pushing that junk up off me. I'm pushing that problem up off me. I'm pushing that situation up off me. And after a while, I begin to flex my spiritual muscle because I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm stronger than I ever been. I'm wiser than I ever been. Because God's grace, tell somebody, His grace is more than enough. And see, when you think you can't make it, when you think it's all over, God will show up. Anybody back against the wall right now, and you don't know what's going to happen, let me call two of my homeboys named Paul and Silas. They'll tell you they were locked up in a Roman jail. Somebody locked them up and threw away the key. But see, God is the one that unlocks the lock, and he don't need no key. Somebody said, what unlocks the door in the midst of your situation? Begin to give God some praise. There's victory in your praise. There's power in your praise. I'm ready to have praise and worship now. The Bible says they begin to sing some song. See, a song will lift the burden up off your heart. They begin to say some prayer. And about that time, the praise party got so crunked that the building couldn't sit still. That time, the jail door began to do the jailhouse rock. And they tell me that those jail doors became open and they flew open. And they walked out of that prison. And see, God is getting you ready. Are you ready to walk out of some situation? Are you ready to walk away from some problem? Are you ready to cross that bridge over troubled water? All you got to do is just give God some praise. And after you get through praising, you'll be able to say, His grace is sufficient for me. Anybody here know about God's grace? He'll show up. Tell somebody, he'll show up. God will show up every time because he's an on-time God. He ain't never late. He's right in the nick of time because God knows how much you can bear. And see, I came to tell you this morning, it's only a test. It ain't nothing but a test. And on the other side of through, you'll be able to say, God's grace. Yeah, I feel my help coming. God's grace is more than enough. See, when I look back over my life, and I was in some stuff that I really shouldn't have gotten out of. Anybody been there? But see, God's grace, God's mercy, he had mercy on me, and his grace was more than enough. Look at me. I'm a testimony. I'm not standing here on my own. It was nobody but Jesus. It was nobody but Jesus, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000, Mary's baby, born in a manger, but now he's my savior. He's my supplier. And they say, the Lord will supply all you need according to his riches and glory. Anybody here need something? If you need something, just wave your hand. God saw you. And he told me to tell you that His grace, God's grace is more than enough. My help coming now. Yeah, I told you my
help was coming. The Lord is my help. The Lord is a help in a present time of trouble. He's my refuge. He's my strength. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. Anybody here need God to provide a way for you? Then I found out he's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. Anybody been sick? He's more than a doctor. He's your personal physician. He made you. He knows all about you. Somebody said, I can call him early in the morning. Early in the morning. Early in the morning. And sometimes late, over in the midnight hour, God's grace, he always shows up. He never left me alone. His grace is more than enough. His grace is more than enough. Anybody know his grace is enough? It's enough. Yeah. And one of these days, when crying days are over, I'm going to fly to be at rest. His grace. God's grace. God's grace. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Somebody said, I'm broke right now. Start counting it right now. Because his grace, his grace, his grace, his grace, God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. I thank God for his grace. It's more. It's more. It's more. It's more. It's more. It's more. I got everything I need. He's all right. He's all right. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. You don't believe by his grace, God will do the impossible. He'll do the impossible. Yeah. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. Out of no way. He's all right. He's all right. He's alright with me. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace. I thank God for his grace. Nobody but Jesus. There's nobody but Jesus that brought me out. And right now, somebody can begin to shout. Who am I shouting for? I'm shouting for my victory. I'm shouting for my victory. See, you got to shout for what you want to be yours. We got this thing all backwards. We want to shout after the work been done. But if you call on the word, the Bible says that after they had marched around the wall 7 times, they shouted, and then what happened to the wall? It came down. You got to learn when to shout. I'm shouting for his grace. Give God some praise right now. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. My God's worthy. My God's worthy. My God's worthy. The invitation is given. Would there be one this morning that would say, God, I want to trust you. I want to try. I want some of this grace.